Hello, how's it going today? We've got nothing really new, just moving on to practice today, finish the walkthrough. Probably be inside today. We're working real hard on getting a feel, trying to get a feel, but I just don't, and our Grant Davison's doing a great job and getting it cleared off, but I just don't feel like it's safe right at this point, so we're going to keep working on some things, and hopefully we can get outside tomorrow, but looks like today we'll probably be inside. Questions?
You got any update on when the bubble and the heaters will arrive or anything like that?
Yeah, November 17th. Mm-hmm. England. Chris, it's from England.
Thank you. With it being outside this week and possibly cold, does that make you want to get outside even more before Sunday?
Well, I just like to get outside. Just we're playing it, and you know, I haven't really seen this team in the cold weather before, so I just like to get out. Probably, you know, I don't think it's going to be that bad in Chicago. It's 30 degrees and you know, a little bit of wind, but. You know, that's not terrible. So, I guess it's more from my mindset than anybody else. Got to make sure I can stay warm.
Sorry. Still, this is going to be Teddy Bridgewater's first NFL cold weather game. How do you feel about that aspect of him, and how important is it for him to these next couple practices outside to maybe get acclimated a little bit from that?
Well, I think it's probably important. You know, he did play at UConn. It was like 20 degrees that night. When he played, so it's not the first time he's been in cold weather, and it does get cold in Louisville, so I'm not concerned about Teddy, to be honest with you. Well, you know.
You're straight coming into the bye. You go away for a week. How do you feel the guys have come back? Is the momentum still there, or is it, did they have, you know, is it break a bad time?
You know, I don't know about momentum per se, but they seem on top of things, which was my biggest concern. Monday, you know, they were pretty sharp on everything we did, and so far the walkthrough today, you know, we'll find out more tomorrow, but they seem like they're in a good frame of mind. No different than what we've done before. The games prior to this really don't matter anymore. It's really about how we focus and prepare and do the things we have to do this week.
Are there negatives to watching an opponent have a game like Chicago had in their last outing where you're watching, knowing that they might kind of redouble their efforts defensively in their next game?
Well, I've watched every game, so when I watch tape, I look at the things they do good and what they've done good in the past. I don't necessarily dwell on bad plays or anything like that. So I know that we'll get a good effort from them, and I anticipate we'll get a good, you know, in some of those earlier games. You know, the same, and you could say the same thing. We went up to Green Bay on Thursday night. They got after us pretty good, too. It was pretty bad. But, you know, each week is different, and I, you know, I hope that we play the way we're capable of playing and do the things that we need to do to win.
You have a lot of youth in your secondary. Did that present any challenges early on, maybe even in training camp, for them coming together? And then how do you think they have come together to this point in the season now that they've gotten together and gotten more system?
I really don't look at the age of guys. I look at, you know, that there are players and we have to figure out how to try to get them better and those things. Typically the veteran players have been around longer and they understand what you're looking for, but you know, none of these guys have been around us and what we're trying to do, so I think it's all kind of learning and we're still learning. I think all of us are still learning the different. Not, not so much the techniques, but the different things that we're trying to teach to them and educating them about the game of football, not necessarily about their position that they're playing. So, and I guess the second part of the question. I don't know. It's hard for me to evaluate at this point in time. We're still a work in progress in a lot of areas.
The defense has given up something like 42 points in the last three games each. What do they do well? Since you said you're focusing on those areas that they do well, it maybe won't show up on the scoreboard.
Well, I think everybody has some bad games, but they played two pretty good quarterbacks the last 2 weeks too. But I think they rush the passer well. Jay Ratliff is a kid that we drafted when I was in Dallas. He's a good inside three technique. Paya is a good nose tackle. In the ends, and Willie Young is a very good athlete. And Jared Allen, I'm sure he'll come in excited to go. Briggs is still a good linebacker. I think Fuller is a good young corner that has a chance to be a good player. And as he keeps progressing. So, I think they do a good job in a lot of areas, and sometimes, I'm not trying to discredit what they did, but I've been there so many times when guys have had poor performances, and I know when I've had poor performances, typically we've come back and we've played well because everybody's not happy, including me.
In your experience, do guys that are in Jared's shoes put a little more into games like this when they're facing their old team for the first time?
Well, I think guys really get up to play their old team, yes. I've had several guys that have come from other teams that have played other places, and it's just the nature of the business, it's, and I don't know, you'd have to talk to him about personal, but I know that when I've played teams that I've coached for before, it's never personal. You always want to win and you always want to perform well, but, so.
Teddy Bridgewater is kind of gaining reputation. All three of his victories have been come from behind. He's already in his young career gaining reputation as a come-from-behind type, poised quarterback from that end. What are the attributes that make him good in those situations?
Composure is big. We'd like for him to be ahead a little bit more, but, I just think the game is not too big for him. He sits in there and understands what he has to get done, and there's a heightened sense of urgency, not just with Teddy, but with everybody. And, we'd like to play like that a little more often than just in the fourth quarter. But I know it's a stat that everybody loves to have, and it's important to win the ball games. That's the most important thing. So, but he's done a good job, and as well as the offense. The offensive line's done a good job, and I think we've run the ball good in the fourth quarter, and those are all factors too. Caught the ball well, made some great catches.
Because of the way Chicago has played the last few games, do you avoid showing that kind of tape to the team, or do you just cut it up play by play and not really worry about the?
Yeah, they have it. The players have access to everything, so they can watch anything they want. We don't cut out bad plays or good plays. We show them plays and try to prepare them the best we can. It's not, again, I really don't focus on the last two games. I've done this is my 21st year in the NFL, so and I think every week you see teams. I know all the prognosticators they're right all the time, but there's a lot of teams that get beat that don't expect to get beat. So, it's for me, it's always a week to week thing. It's just, no one really thought we'd beat whoever we beat to, I think.
Thank you.
St. Louis or any of the teams.
All about like making sure they don't get overconfident just because of the results from the last 2 weeks for Chicago.
Our team overconfident? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We really haven't done enough to get overconfident about. I just continue to talk to him about the same things I talked to him when we lost. I guess it was 3 in a row. Hard work, paying attention to detail, doing the things we have to do. Try not to ever change the message. I know I'm an emotional person, but I try not to get too high or too low, although Bob hears most of it. So, anyway. We'll see how it goes today. He's been in the walkthrough some and practiced a little bit, so we just have to see where he's at, honestly. If he can play, he'll play.
Is there any chance field conditions would play into that, or is that not the kind of injury where it would be affected?
Everything is possibility. So they have a new turf. They put in a brand new turf, and supposedly we're the first people to play on, so I don't think the conditions will be bad. I know he's chomping at the bit to play, and we would like him to play if he's healthy and he's ready to go. We never want to put anybody out there that's not healthy enough to be able to do the things they have to do to play.